Next segment. Lee Smith, Dan Dibley, pleasure.
What's good to see you, man.
How you doing?
You how are you?
Great. Fantastic. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, give us Raiders tight end Lee Smith is joining us. Your first little while in silver and black. How's it going?
It's been great. You know, not only is the organization awesome, you know, with a lot of tradition, a lot of people that have been around here a long time.
Yeah.
Who truly care about the success of this program, but also coming out here to California, nice little weather upgrade from Buffalo, obviously.
It's already snowing in Buffalo.
Yeah. I saw that there was spitting a little snow in pregame with my boys up there the other day, so I'm not missing that too much. It's been great for my family. Great. My wife's adapting well, so it's been a great shift for everybody.
Nobody's missing fall or winter because they're not coming. You can assure your wife that winter is usually about a 5 to 6 day annoyance out here, and then we move past it.
Yeah, normally when we move back home to Tennessee, you know, we look forward to it weather-wise. And it gets cold in Tennessee, but you're not dealing with 3 or 4 feet of snow.
Right.
So I told her the other day that this year we're going to be dreading going back home.
Yeah, you are.
We'll lose 40 degrees. The minute we land. So, you know what, the weather speaks for itself, but most importantly, you know, I'm really enjoying being a part of this football team, from the coaches to management to most importantly my teammates. It's been great.
How about Jack Del Rio so far?
You know what, Jack's been awesome. You know, there's a lot to say about a guy who walked in our shoes, you know what I mean? So you know, not to say that only coaches that played, you know what's going on, but to have a guy that, you know, everything he says and everything he kind of encourages us to do, he already walked that path. So it's great to have him around, you know, and there's 5, 6, 7 coaches on our staff that played 10 years plus. So it's hard to argue with those guys, you know what I mean? It's hard to say, you know what, and coach, let me try it my way, you know. But it's been great. It's been a good adjustment. And once again, I think – you know, this is my first year, so I don't, you know, all I know is Jack as a Raider. But, you know, I can tell the vibe of the team's great. And I think all the guys are definitely glad and excited that he's our head ball coach.
One of the themes I know that he likes to go with is this idea of chapters, you know, chapters in the book. And each week is a different chapter in the story you're trying to tell. Sitting here, coming off the bye week, obviously big game against San Diego. How do you feel about the book that's been written chapter by chapter so far this season?
Well, one of Jack's main things is, you know, we're not looking back. Those chapters are already, they're done. But at the same time, it's obviously, you know, a little frustrating when you lose a couple of those close ones, but we also won a couple of those close ones. So we're sitting at 2-3 with a great opportunity to go win a football game this week. And but obviously the Chargers are rocking and rolling, ready to win a football game as well. So, you know what, we're worrying about chapter 6 right now, and we're all excited. We think we match up well, and we just want to go get that bad taste out of our mouth. It lasted 2 weeks this time, which obviously, you know, you definitely want to win going into that bye week. Enjoy your weekend a little more. But we're excited, man. We're excited about where we're at. We're excited about where this team's going. We still think we're moving in the right direction, so it's good stuff.
Lee Smith, tight end for the Raiders, is good enough to join us here on 95.7 The Game. We want to get into the Chargers in a minute, but mindset of a team. Obviously, the Raiders have struggled over the last number of years. You come in, and obviously, you're thinking to yourself, I want to come to a winning organization. There's a bunch of young talent on this team. A lot of people are excited about the team because of the young talent. What does it feel like? Is the mindset changing?
You know what? It would be hard for me to answer that question. I've been here 6 months. You know what I mean? But I know that the Raiders, as long as I've been a member here, from Coach Del Rio to the management to the guys in the locker room, I mean, we think we can win every week. You know, we know we can win every week. And we've proved that by, you know, being in close ball games up until this point. You know, obviously we won a couple of them, lost a couple of them. But, man, you know, you definitely don't get the vibe of a losing team walking in this building. You know, I don't know that it's changed very much. I can't answer that question. I wasn't here in the past. But I know moving forward, we got a bunch of guys that are excited to be together. We have fun coming to work every day. We look forward to getting back with each other, win, loss, or draw, and getting back to work on the next opponent.
Let's talk about your quarterback briefly. He's just such a favorite of the fans, you know, rising star. What's he like in the huddle, particularly late in games? I've heard from other players that he exudes this this confidence that's infectious. Is that the atmosphere that you see late in ball games?
You know, I played with Ryan Fitzpatrick for a few years in Buffalo, and obviously Fitz has bounced around the league. Everywhere he goes, they try to make him the backup, and he don't let them. But I compare him to Fitz a little bit in the fact that, you know, down by 20, up by 20, you know, it's the same guy. And, you know, on defense you can be emotional. You know, on offense you can't be quite as emotional, but at some positions you can. And but at that position, man, the roller coaster, that's not an option, because we're looking to him for solitude regardless of what the situation is. And to be such a young player, he's great. He's great in the huddle. He's great in the locker room. You know, he's just an impressive young man, period.
Yeah.
On and off the field. So, you know what? It's not a real big secret that it's hard to win football games in this league without a quarterback. And the Raiders have a lot to be excited about, that guy's going to be around here for 10 more years.
How about just the offense in general? Again, we were talking about young players, what Latavius can bring. Amari, obviously, Crabb comes over. Gabe Jackson's a really nice offensive lineman. Rodney Hudson comes over from Kansas City. Over the last number of years here, the message has come out, hey, we're trying to win, we're going to win. But now there's these young group of guys who are all in their early to mid-20s who are all coming together. So how good, when they mold this whole offense together, can it be?
You know what we talk about all the time? We firmly believe we are still moving in the right direction, and we're getting all the puzzle pieces to match together. I'll say right here, sitting here, I don't think there's a better center guard combo in the National Football League than Rodney and Gabe. Those two guys are grown men, and they come to work every day and they try to perfect their trade and get better. And you know, we got a big physical offensive line. You know, the tight ends here, obviously we care a lot about the run game. We're not a bunch of guys that just want to run around and catch balls and let Latavius fend for himself. So the dedication to the run game from Coach Tice all the way down to all of us involved. I mean, watch Michael Crabtree block on the edges.
Yeah.
I mean, just watch that for one game, and it'll show, you know, how dedicated this team is to having each other's backs, regardless of whether it's self-promoting or not. So the fact that all of us are in it together, and like you said, we do have such great young players at a lot of positions. You know, Latavius is as good as it gets. That's why we get frustrated when we don't get him going. But we're going to continue to do our best to get him going. And, you know, Amari speaks for himself. You know, for crying out loud, nobody can cover him. So two people can't cover the guy. You know, you might as well just put one on him, because you're wasting your time putting two on him. You ain't going to cover him anyways. You know what I mean? But you know, we're going to keep working, and we're going to try to win a lot of football games around here together. And that's what makes this league fun, is you keep guys together, and you work your tails off, and you win.
How great is it having a coach like Mike Tice in charge of the offensive line, a guy who's been a head coach, he's been a coordinator, and like you say, 10 years plus in the league? What does that bring to you guys as a blocking unit?
You know what? He did what I did for a long time. You know, he was by no means the flashy guy running around catching a bunch of balls. So I try to absorb as much as I can from him. But, you know, I've always said the offensive line, that's the best room on the team. Those guys kind of keep everything going. You know, they're the big funny cats who are always joking around and keeping it light. So having a guy like that in that room with such a talented offensive line from, you know, all across the board. You can talk about Donald and Gabe and Rodney, but, you know, the two guys on the right side are playing well too. So, you know, having such great players with a coach that played forever, coached forever. I mean, he's been a head coach, he's been a coordinator, he's been an O-line coach. He's been in those trenches that we dive into every Sunday. So you can't say enough about that guy. I think he's great for the Raiders. And, you know, I think that's obvious why he was probably the first phone call, you know, Jack made when he got this job, I would assume. So he's the real deal.
Isn't your job thankless sometimes, though? I mean, you think tight ends, you're thinking now all these guys like Jimmy Graham split out wide, and even like Rivera's running the seam route, and here you are having to stand there and grind it. You know, once in a while, wouldn't you like the ball?
You know what, man?
We got to get you the rock. I mean, this is not right.
Like, at least around the goal line, get a little glory after
maybe
you block all the time.
Maybe one target, maybe get you picked up in a couple of fantasy leagues, right?
Yeah. You know, man, don't pick me on your fantasy league.
Yeah, that's not going to work out.
It's a public service announcement.
Thank you.
But you know what, man? I'll get my cheap ones here and there. And obviously, the main thing that we can't do is only run the ball when I'm in the game. So as long as we're throwing the ball,
that kind of makes it obvious.
Yeah, as long as the pass game is going when I'm on the field, that's really all that matters. You know, with these guys on the edges doing what they're doing, and the young tight ends we have, you know, I enjoy being there with the offensive linemen. I promise you, I get much more enjoyment out of a pancake block than a catch, because that's stuff I can show my son when he starts running his lip here in the
Dude, all you got to do is stand up, man.
Yeah. Well, he'll be looking me in the eye for too
long. Is that right?
But, you know what, man? Obviously, you know, it's fun to catch balls, but it's also fun to watch Latavia still running because of what I did.
Yeah.
So, you know, I truly do enjoy my role. Well, you know, whatever these coaches ask me to do. I told Derek that when I came in on my free agent visit. Hey, man, I get a lot more pride in you standing back there not getting touched than getting the ball. And that's the truth. I do. So as long as Latavius and Derek have good things to say about me, and you know, along with the rest of my teammates, then I'm not real concerned about how many catches.
That said, when you get your next touchdown, do you have anything that you've maybe thought about or pre-scripted? You have an unbelievably prodigious beard. I don't know if that would factor in at all. In
the, my son, all he does is play Madden and throw it to me every play. So. He came down and told me what my Madden touchdown dance was the other day. He told me I should do it, so we'll see. I might have to do it for him if that time comes. Once again,
a play action from the two or something. Gotcha. Come on.
Here's hoping we see it at the Murph this Sunday or the Q or whatever the Q. They're calling it.
As long as we're winning and if everybody else is scoring touchdowns but me, that's good with me. But when I do finally score one as a Raider, I'll have to honor my son's wishes and do my little Madden touchdown dance.
There you go. Very cool. We broke some news.
That is cool, man.
Lee Smith, the man.
Hey, thanks, man. We appreciate it. Good luck, man. Sunday.
Thank you.